Joe knows sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Terry Morn and the Indiana Hoosiers start their postseason quest tonight at Simon Scott Assembly Hall, 7 p.m. against the UT Martin Skyhawks. It's not the postseason that Coach Morn and her charges were looking for, the WNIT. They were hoping to get in the NCAA tournament. They didn't. Their path now before them is in the WNIT, and it's time to make the most of that situation. It's a great deal for fans as they get another chance to see senior stars Amanda Cahill and Tyra Buss in the candy stripes on the home court. These two special players have made Indiana basketball over the last four seasons.
Well, we're excited to be led by two really good seniors in Tyra Buss and Amanda Cahill. Just, have been with us, since we've been here and have been instrumental in the strides that we've taken with our program. And, can't think of two better kids to lead this young group. We have five freshmen, one sophomore, one junior. And, they've up until this point, they've done a tremendous job of just being great leaders in practice and certainly on the floor.
The Hoosiers are making their fourth appearance in the postseason in the last 5 years. Indiana, back-to-back years in the WNIT, disappointed by not having that NCAA berth. But last year, remember, their run in the WNIT took them to the quarterfinals. Purdue could be on that map this year. That would be in round three, but Indiana needs to defeat UT Martin tonight and get some of their younger kids some experience so when Buss and Cahill eventually leave, Bendu Yaney and Jalen Penn will be ready to take up the mantle. Tip time tonight, 7 o'clock at the Simon Scott Assembly Hall. Find all your ticketing information at iuhoosiers.com. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe knows sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Chris Lemonis and the Indiana Hoosiers were back in action as their homestand continues. After a 2-2 week last week, the Hoosiers were excited to get back on the field, but Tuesday's game was canceled because of inclement weather. But the nice weather yesterday saw the Hoosiers blast Western Illinois 11-1. Sure, it sounds like hits and runs. That was the big story of the day. Head coach Chris Lemonis was more impressed with the defense.
That's the speech I just gave, is that when you play that many guys on a really windy, sunny day, that sun was affecting some stuff. And for us to play great defense was the biggest piece of the day for us.
After struggling at the dish last week against Cincinnati and Pacific, the hits came, 12 of them yesterday, along with 11 runs. But it was the approach that caught the eye of the head coach.
I told them some of our best at-bats were taking a walk. Just not swinging out of the zone, taking what the other team gives us, and just keeping the inning going. And then we had some big hits with guys out there.
Luke Miller had two hits, including his sixth home run. Matt Gorski continued his hot streak at the plate with two more hits. Junior college transfer Wyatt Cross was 1-for-1 at the plate, but he scored three runs, walked three times, and drove in three.
Getting him in the mix for us is huge, day in and day out, just giving us a chance and giving Ryan a rest. But Wyatt's a very good defensive catcher, too.
Head coach Chris Lemonis was pleased with his depth entering the year, and it's great to see it working out on the field as well. And anytime you can keep your catchers fresh, that will help your staff and your lineup throughout the year. The Northern Illinois Huskies come to town for a weekend series starting on Friday. The 14th-ranked Hoosiers, the hosts at Bart Kauffman Field. For ticketing information and all the stats on the Hoosiers, head to iuhoosiers.com. The NCAA tournament is live on our airwaves all day Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But don't forget, WNIT action at the Simon Scott Assembly Hall tonight, Terry Morn's Hoosiers, and the UT Martin Skyhawks tip time at 7 o'clock. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.